HarperCollins presents The Great Book of King Arthur and His Knights of the Round Table, A New Morte d'Arthur by John Matthews, read by Gareth Armstrong.
Foreword. My first exposure to Arthur was a big hardback with colourful paintings. The painting in the first chapter of the Red Dragon battling the White at the base of Vortigern's Tower is seared in my memory. I was 6. The book belonged to the Harris family, and I would go to their house and read their books. That was where I first read the Narnia books, and where, on Mr. Harris's shelves, I first encountered Dracula. That was where the good books were. I would read the stories in that book with awe and trepidation, amazed at the tales and glorying in the lushness of the art. Roger Lancelin Green's Tales of King Arthur was the second exposure, and the third was being taken to the cinema to see the, for me at that age, intensely disappointing film of Camelot. The people on the screen seemed under the impression that the story of King Arthur and his knights was some kind of love story, which to me at the age of 7 seemed about as misguided as it was possible to get. I wanted white and red dragons locked in battle, flashing swords, giants bested, and mysterious knights in coloured armour who never spoke. Not songs and kissing and a sad ending. When I was about 13, I subscribed to the book club, advertised in the back of a newspaper's Sunday magazine, in order to get the free 2-volume complete Oxford English Dictionary, with magnifying glass, which I needed, I had realised, to read William Morris's fantasy novel The Well at the World's End, which used many archaic words I couldn't find in any usual dictionary. I had to order an actual book from the book club as well, in order to keep the free dictionaries, so I ordered a beautiful edition of the Morte d'Arthur, filled with medieval illustrations. I remember the joyous day the book arrived, opening it and tumbling into Malory's world. Reading Malory was easier than reading William Morris. I fell in love with Merlin, son of a demon, immediately. I became, well, just a little bit obsessed with Arthurian fantasy. I had already read T.H. White's books in various confusingly different editions. I did not yet understand then that contradictory stories and different retellings of stories you have already read lie at the heart of the matter of Arthur. And I enjoyed the stories, while always wishing that things had gone differently for poor Arthur, whom I had liked so much as young Wart, and to whom I had wished only good things. I wondered at the when of it all, and the why. The glorious anachronisms added to the joy, like Shakespeare's Julius Caesar with its clocks and books and doublets. The Arthurian stories were written down and collected at a time when everything existed in a glorious present, so a mythic age of high adventure and chivalry took place in Malory's own age of chivalry. Some of the stories, it seemed to me, were old stories, remembered, told, and retold, and some were composed there and then, inspired by the old ones. Both kinds were marvellous. I delighted in things Arthurian, although they were always in short supply, and in my teens and early 20s I took joy in each and every rare Arthurian sighting. It was there, the thing I loved, in Monty Python and the Holy Grail, and although that was a comedy, it was a comedy that understood Arthurian fantasy and used it as a mirror to reflect the jokes. It was there in John Borman's film Excalibur, although that seemed uninterested in the characters as people, and mostly succeeded, it seemed to me when I saw it, on the spectacle. I don't remember what the first book I bought by John and Kathleen Matthews was, although I do remember that I bought it in a magical bookshop near the British Museum, and that its subject was, unsurprisingly for John or Kathleen, Celtic magical traditions. Wikipedia and Google were no help when I went to find out which book it could have been. The couple have written so many books, together and alone. What I mostly remember was how useful it was. The year was 1988, and I was researching magical traditions for The Books of Magic, a 4-part comic I would write for DC Comics, and I was getting slightly discouraged. I had...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?